All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Funky things going on. I got my computer rebooted just in time. I had everything all set, ready to go, and suddenly my computer shuts down. And I think I know what lies behind it. I've had this problem. Hasn't happened for a long time, but used to happen quite a bit. While logged on to Pal Talk, some neocon trash used to hack me and several other people who are admins in my room. It only happened to the admins in the 9/11 was an inside job room. Tell me that's by chance. Sure it is. Just like Muhammad Atta's bag is the only one that conveniently didn't make its flight that morning, it's the only one that was checked in the morning of 9/11 that didn't make it on its plane. Yeah, that's all pure coincidence, isn't it? I know your little game, neocons. A computer doesn't just shut off, guys, for no reason. Hey, but why not? In keeping with the tradition of things going wrong today, my guest isn't around. Tom Flacco. Maybe it's just as well because I've gotten some negative feedback about having Tom Flacco on here. Hey, you know, just because I have somebody on as a guest doesn't necessarily mean I'm a big fan of theirs. You know, I had Noam Chomsky on here. I'm not a big fan of Noam Chomsky. I just like to get divergent people on with divergent ideas. You know, let you decide what you think. Although I must say, Chomsky has produced some good stuff, got some good books out there, but essentially he's a shill. So, just because I have someone on doesn't mean I'm a big fan. But anyway, for some reason, the guy's not available. I just booked him the other day, so I don't know what's going on. But hey, no matter, whatever. I'll just talk some more about 9/11, actually. I didn't even get to scratch the surface yesterday. A lot more I wanted to cover. So if by the next break we're not able to get him still, I'll just go off on a 9/11 rant. So much to be said on that, guys. And since we're still on the... in the 9/11 mood here, yesterday being the 6th anniversary, this is an appropriate time to pull the lid off of this once again and expose it even more. So either way, we're going to have a good show, guys, whether we get Flacco on or not. I did want to have him on, though, because he had some pretty interesting stuff he wanted to discuss with us, particularly regarding, well, a lot of things, but one of the things he mentioned that sounded interesting I wanted to go over was the Ellen Mariani lawsuit. I'm hoping to get her on here fairly soon in the near future. All the trouble that she's been going through, he was going to be discussing that, all the roadblocks she's been running into at every turn. By the way, they're doing construction across the street from me. If you're wondering what that noise is, unfortunately, it's probably going to be going throughout the whole show. Isn't that nice? I need to make a correction, guys. One of the listeners called in the other or emailed me the other day. I was going over some little tidbit things, little trivia points, and one of them, you know, most of the information I share on here, pretty much all of it, is the result of my own personal research. Sometimes I'll get stuff off the internet and I haven't really looked into it, but usually, if I don't look into it, it's because I already know it's true. It's just readily available off the net, so I'll pull it off of there. When it comes to politics, I make it a point not to share something unless I have personally verified it. By the way, the caller who called in yesterday was looking for the photo of Bush holding the book upside down at the Sarasota School. I did find it, and if you want, just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, and I'll send that off to you. And Hurts, of course, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. But I need to make a correction, something I shared the other day, and when we get back, it's not related to politics, it's just some silly, trivial point, but it's interesting. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Still having trouble getting old Tom Flagall, so looks like he's not going to make it. I just gave an alternate number. I just checked in my list, contact list, and I saw that I had an alternate number for him, so I just gave that to the office. They're going to see if they can get a hold of him on that number. If not, I'll just be going off on a 9/11 rant. Otherwise, I'll probably do that on Friday. I've been keeping Fridays open, although next Friday I have somebody booked. But generally, I want to keep Fridays open. So I want to finish on Friday my rant on the Zionist protocols. And then I'll pick up with the 9/11 thing. I guess we're going to another break, guys. So stick with us, and we'll be right back. Oh. No, we're not going to a break. Sorry about that. Did the same thing I did a couple weeks ago or a week ago. I was picking up sound from the Pal Talk room. I forgot to put it on mute, and I thought we were going to a break. I'm looking at my clock, and I'm like, geez, we're not supposed to go to break right now. All right. One of these days I'll see, that computer shutdown had me all messed up. I had the room on mute already, all ready to go. I forgot during the break I opened up that room and didn't put it on mute, and now it's got me all messed up. Anyway, we're not going to break. Yeah, I want to make this correction, guys. I mentioned on Monday that the only word in the English language that uses a T to indicate past tense was dreamt. D-R-E-M-T. Dreamt. Well, that isn't true. And, you know, truth is, I didn't even read half of those things before I read them online. A friend of mine emailed that to me, and I read the first few, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, this looks neat. I think I'll use this on a show sometime. So I copied and pasted it into my word processor and figured I would, boy, that obnoxious construction work is really driving me nuts. Anyway, I just figured I would use it on a future show. And, you know, had I gone through it, I think I would have, hopefully, would have recognized that that statement was not correct. You got to watch out. Sometimes you get stuff emailed that doesn't mean it's true. I don't know how somebody could have made such a blunder like that. Dreamt is, of course, not the only word in the English language that ends with T. We've got slept, kept, wept, burnt, crept, felt, knelt, sent, spent. Good heavens, it just goes on and on and on. So, yeah, I just wanted to make that correction. Hopefully, you know, that's the most serious my errors will ever get on here. but by all means, if anybody hears an error, let me know. I'm glad, you know, that guy emailed me to tell me. But, you know, I always endeavor on here to keep the facts straight, especially when it comes to politics. It's the government's facts that aren't straight, guys. And that's what you got to watch out for. All right. Let me go over the usual quick announcements here, and then I guess I'll be launching into a 9/11 rant, looks like. We're just, I guess we're not getting, we're not going to get Tom Flacco today. Son of a gun. You know, he's supposed to be somewhat of a high-profile guest. I haven't been having a lot of luck lately, have I, with guests? I don't know what's going on. I had two no-shows last week. Another one, what was it? Was it yesterday? I guess it was. Yeah. But how that worked out, because talked about 9/11. Oh, no, yesterday worked out. He was just on for the first hour. That's right. Monday I didn't have the show. But, you know, well, Monday the guest didn't show up. But I should have known, because he didn't show up last week either. I rebooked him, and obviously I'm not going to book him again. I can cut him some slack, though. He's a senior citizen, and I think the poor guy just probably forgets his own name after time, never mind a scheduling for an interview. Yeah, but it just seems like there's been quite a few no-shows lately. I don't know what's going on with that. My apologies, and hopefully we won't be having this problem too many more times in the future. I guess all shows have this at one time or other, but it just seems like quite a bit lately with me. All right, guys, the show, the DVD, Freedom of Fascism, available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Aaron Russo's landmark creation, exposing the New World Order, the Federal Reserve Bank, the graduating income tax, which is really cool because precious few documentaries out there that deal with the New World Order even touch that issue. Or they might just mention it in passing, but they don't go into it in detail like he does here. So it's an excellent way to introduce people to the whole picture, the New World Order. You know, those are two of the biggest, most important pieces of the puzzle. It's amazing that so many ignore them. The New World Order would not be possible if it wasn't for the Federal Reserve and the income tax fraud. So, great way to open people's eyes up to that reality, to show them just how rigged our whole economy is, our whole government is. And you can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, paying through PayPal. Or by sending a check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anyone's interested in getting my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, guys, I cover all the bases in there. Any questions you have about it, or any, you know, if you need, you want to have documentation to prove to people, easily available right at your fingertips, this is a good book for it. It's divided into sections, so you can just go right to the particular section you're looking for, and bang, there it is, point after point after point. You know, I've got a huge section on the towers, what brought the towers down. I've gathered all the best available and most authoritative evidence to prove that those towers were taken down with explosives. After reading that book, if you don't believe 9/11 is an inside job, you should check yourself in at the local psych ward, because your brain just isn't functioning properly, and you're probably a threat to yourself and others around you. There's just no question about it. This book proves beyond a doubt that the whole thing was a scam. And so if you're interested in getting that, or my New World Disorder book, or any of the other books I've mentioned, the one on the Trinity, Who is God, on and on and on, just go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all my available titles pop up on the same page. I'll be having more, in the coming weeks and months, as time permits. I gotta hire an editor or something, man, because it takes forever and a day to edit these things, and I just don't have the time right now because I'm working on so many other projects, working on other shows. Got some great, great shows coming up in the future, guys. I don't just mean guests either. I mean, the ones where I go off on my own rants. I've been working on some incredible stuff and finding out some mind-blowing information that I had not run into before. Just when you think you know it all, dig a little deeper and my, the things you uncover. I'm considering during the break yelling out the window and saying, "Quiet!" That is really annoying. I got the window closed, and it's this loud. It's unbelievable. Man, that's obnoxious. They're digging up the road. They're cutting down trees. I don't know what's going on. Jeez. Anyway, but I guess they're going to try one more time during the next break to get a hold of Mr. Flacco. But, the more I think of it, it's getting kind of late into the show, and if I'm going to do a 9/11 rant, I want to get started on it. Yeah, you know what? Maybe I told them back at the office to call during the break, but you know what? I think at this point I'm gonna renege on that and just say forget it for now, because I'm just going to get started on this 9/11 thing, guys. We were talking yesterday about the phone calls. I went over, because people very often will cite these plain phone calls that were made, people calling to their family, whatnot, as proof that the whole story is true. The official story is legit. But it's not true. Once you take a close look at them, that aspect of the official story falls apart as well. As I mentioned yesterday, you look at Flight 175, forget it. No calls were made from that plane. There's no proof, no evidence at all, whether rigged or otherwise. No evidence, except we were told that these calls were made. Only two. Just two. Why just two on that plane? Why just two on Flight 11? And none of them from passengers. Only two of the flight attendants, Betty Ong and Madeline Sweeney. Why? I mean, the people were subjected to the same trauma as those on Flight 93. Somebody was murdered in the first class in both of those planes. And that inspired people left and right to make calls on Flight 93. We're told of about 30 phone calls made on Flight 93. People were in a panic. They saw someone get murdered. They wanted to say their goodbyes to their loved ones. Why didn't that happen on Flight 11? Why weren't people panicking and calling their loved ones on that plane as well? We find that none of the passengers made any calls at all. Don't you find that a little strange? And as I pointed out yesterday, the two calls that we were told were made by the flight attendants are complete fabrications. They never happened, guys. They faked the whole thing. And, we come to Flight 77. On that plane, we're told of only one passenger making a call and another person who was, a flight attendant. No proof of the flight attendant call, and no proof of the passenger call either. But why only one passenger? Why weren't people... Hey, look, that plane is particularly suspicious because we're told, according to the official story, that the hijacker pilot radioed over the intercom telling people to call your loved ones, We've hijacked the plane. We're going
to
crash it.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. I missed the lead-in music there. My cat had jumped up and yanked on the cord and pulled my headphones off. And by the time I got a chance to grab the headphones, put them back on, I realized we're in commercial. So I was talking right over the commercial there. Sorry about that. Anyway, we have the Flight 93 passengers making 30 or so calls, and yet none of the passengers on Flight 11 made any calls. Why is that? You know, in both planes, they witnessed people getting murdered, and why? It just doesn't make sense, folks. But coming to Flight 77, it's particularly puzzling, because we're told, according to the official story, that the hijacker pilot radioed over the intercom system and told the passengers to call their family, their friends, their loved ones, and say their goodbyes because the plane has been hijacked and we're going to crash it into a government building, whatever. Crash into the White House, I think, is what the alleged voice said. Now, they were told to do this. Why didn't they? Only one passenger, according to the official story, made a call. Well, of course, with hindsight, it turns out that that call was never made. It was supposed to have been Barbara Olson there, wife of Ted Olson. That call never happened, guys. Ted lied through his rotten teeth. Every time he related the story, he told it differently. He contradicted himself. It's a complete lie. There's never been any evidence found to show that a call came in to the State Department that could be identified as having come from his wife. It's just a complete fraud. But anyway, so, you know, we can write off those three planes. 11, 175, and 77 never had any calls made from. So now we come to 93. As I mentioned yesterday, those calls are highly suspect. Mark Bingham calls his mother. Hi, Mom. Yeah, this is Mark Bingham calling. I mean, give me a break. Who in the world is going to call their mother and even mention their first name? Never mind their last. He mentioned his first and last name. Who in the world would ever do that? I mean, you know, do you need further proof that this stuff is a scam, guys? But, you know, his mother wrote it off. For all we know, she's some paid agent, too, for crying out loud. But, you know, it could be that she really, that really was her son. He did die. Who knows what to believe with this whole phony story, the thing's such a fabrication. But, you know, it could be that she really thought it was him because, of course, with voice morphing technology, they can reproduce anyone's voice precisely digitally so that nobody can tell it's a recording. You can make somebody say anything you want. Once you have a few minutes, or a few seconds, rather, of their voice recorded, computer can reproduce them saying anything. And so, but, you know, I mentioned yesterday, too, about Lisa Jefferson, the famous Todd Beamer call, Let's Roll. How the operator, Lisa Jefferson, said that, you know, she's not so sure she even talked to him. She says, how do I know his voice from Mickey Mouse's? And his wife was never allowed to hear the call, so she couldn't confirm it. So we can write that one off, too, guys. A lot of people thought, and still think, that Beamer talked to his wife. Never did. All she got was a transcript of the call faxed to her. She's never heard the call, so she can't confirm it. It wasn't him. It was not him. And again, you know, I mentioned some other calls from that plane. There was a guy or a woman, I forget which one, but one call early on, shortly after the hijacking, called their spouse and said, we've been hijacked. It's terrible. They just murdered someone in first class. Oh, it's horrible. And then, 20 minutes, half hour later, just before the plane crashed, or so we're told, another caller called in to their spouse and said, I don't want you to be alarmed. You probably know, you know, the plane's been hijacked, but I think everything's going to be fine because the hijackers are being very cordial. They very cordially stabbed that person in first class. I mean, this is ridiculous. How about this, guys? How did the hijackers gain entrance into the cockpit of Flight 93? So we're told. We're told that they were in there trying to fly the plane. And it depends on which story you go by, but one tells us that the passengers made it into the cockpit and they were struggling for controls, control of the the plane. Another story says that they never did make it in, but they were trying to. And we're told that from the recording that you can hear them slamming the cockpit door with a food cart. Gee, that's interesting. The passengers were slamming the door with a food cart trying to gain access, yet the hijackers themselves seem to have gotten in with no problem. How do you suppose that was? Oh, different explanations have been offered for that. Oh, well, they grabbed one of the stewardesses and held a knife to her throat and had her type in the code to get into the door. Well, if that's the case, why didn't the passengers who were ramming the door with the food cart, why didn't they get one of the stewardesses to give them the code so that they could get in? This whole thing is just complete bunk. Well, you know, I suppose maybe they pried the door open with the plastic box cutter knife. They are multifunctional. They not only can spread jam on your crackers, but they can hijack a plane and pry open door of cockpit. No problem. Try it, brothers. Join Al-Qaeda today. I will send you free box cutter. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Yay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Hey, we're tired of playing foolish games, all right, guys. These are deadly foolish games they're playing. Before I go back into my 9/11 rant, if anybody's interested, some really interesting pictures have been sent back by NASA's Cassini probe over the past couple of days. It encountered Saturn's moon Iapetus real close, I think on Monday. And yesterday and today, the pictures have been coming back, and they're just astonishing. This is by far the strangest moon that orbits Saturn. One hemisphere is completely white in color. The other one is completely black in color. And it's not clear at all as to why that is. And the mystery is even deepened even more because these close-up pictures now are showing just a bizarre looking. I mean, you just got to see it to believe it. It's just really, really strange. The transition line between the light and dark zone is like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like splotchy. It's not a clean break. It's got little blotches of white on black and black on white. It almost looks like an oil slick that had spilled, and little blotches of oil are spread all over this otherwise snowy white surface. It's like splatter marks. And the craters are very smoothed over. The whole moon itself has, the geological features do not have sharp edges like you see on the other moons of Saturn. They're very smooth. I mean, it's just a weird, there's something very strange that had gone on there. It's unlike any of the other moons of Saturn, and in fact, in the whole solar system. Very strange looking. So you might want to go to jpl.nasa.gov and look up their Cassini mission. Go to their homepage there. In fact, type in saturn.jpl.nasa.gov, and that should take you right to the Cassini mission. Just really cool. I'm just thumbing through the pictures here during the break, and wild stuff. All right, guys, so let's get back to the 9/11 discussion. I mean, the problems with this story just are just innumerable. And it seems almost every day more and more stuff comes out. It just gets worse and worse and worse. Guys, the thing is absolutely and totally undefendable. It's not even, don't even try. But, you know, if you want to give me a good laugh, by all means, any neocons out there listening, call in. 800-313-9443. Debate me. Oh, I love it. Come on. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's do battle. Try to call and defend the official story. I dare you. Of course, you won't. They never do. It's like daring a Trinitarian to prove that the schizophrenic triune God exists. They never call you. They never take you up on the challenge. They'll call you crazy, heretic, nut job, paranoid, whatever, conspiracy theorist. But, you know, defenders of lies will never meet head on one who they know has done their homework and can prove them wrong. They'll only debate with those that they feel don't know the subject enough and that, you know, they can win in an argument just by name calling. So anyway, you look at the, you know, this alone, guys, before you even look at the events of 9/11 and how screwy they are and nonsensical the whole story is, before you even look at that, just look at the behavior of the Bushites following the attacks, how they fought tooth and nail to prevent an investigation. Now, you think that would make people suspicious right there? So that when you mention 9/11 as an inside job, they would say, well, you know, that makes sense because I recall that they didn't want an investigation. No, no, it doesn't even cross their mind. People have the attention span of a squash gnat in this country. But it is a fact, guys. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, you name it, everybody in the administration was vehemently opposed to an investigation. Karl Rove, you know, they were telling Congress, no, no, we need all manpower dedicated to the war on terror. And we don't need an investigation because we already know what happened. And so that went on for 14 months. You know, after the shuttle disaster a few years ago, within a day, they had a panel formed to investigate the shuttle crash. Within a day after Kennedy's assassination, they had a panel formed, the Warren Commission, to investigate that. Now, of course, it was a cover-up, but nevertheless, it didn't take them long at all. But this thing, they didn't want an investigation, and 14 months went by before they had one put together. And keep in mind, by that time, all of the debris at Ground Zero, and everywhere else for that matter, had been removed, carted off, and destroyed. There was no investigation until after all of the evidence had been removed. And, of course, that you can't even call that an investigation. That whole thing was rigged. I'll get to that in a minute. But just on that basis alone, they didn't want an investigation. You know, you'd think that would tell people something. You think that would make them realize that there's something desperately wrong here, and this needs to be examined much more carefully. Anyway, I'm going to say a lot more about that in a minute, but let me go to our caller, buddy of mine, Tony in New York. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing there, Charlie? How's everything going, my man?
Yeah, not bad. How about yourself?
Oh, everything is going okay, considering this week is a horrible week to reflect upon the lies and tragedies of the 2001 events.
Hey, did you make it to any of the protests there?
I was at the evening protest on I believe it was the night that Alex got arrested. I left. I brought some young men that are part of student scholars for 9/11 shoot to meet the guys over there. I spoke on Sunday. Big crowd at Webster Hall. Jim Kane with his wife. That was nice to see them there. And Willie
Jim
Rodriguez.
Fetzer?
Yeah, Jim Fetzer.
Yeah.
Willie Rodriguez was just on C-SPAN. A two-hour deal on C-SPAN on Friday. Let's see what else. Other than that, you know, it's just been that kind of weekend, you know. Yeah, well, you're a little excited because you could get out there with other people and bring forth the knowledge to the masses. Yet
yeah.
It's a time of you know, I don't know how to say it, but a time of sadness, the best way I could describe it.
Sure.
You know.
No doubt. Hey, did you catch that Geraldo thing there when...
I had left right before that happened, but I did catch some of it on the internet. From what I heard, Geraldo was flipping them off, calling them all types of derogatory names.
Oh, yeah. He had his fist up, and, oh, if I could, I would go over there and pop him one. He's crazy. He was actually calling them radical anarchists.
Anarchists, that's right. I did
catch
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Radical
yeah, yeah.
anarchists. That was...
That was his word.
That was that might have been the most, because for Alex, I thought that him getting arrested might have been good for him, because it brings up the awareness to everybody of what's going on.
Oh, sure, yeah. But check out the doublespeak, folks. If you protest the anarchy of this fascist pig regime that engages in government-sponsored terrorism and murders thousands of its own citizens to sucker the rest of the population into fighting phony wars, you're called an anarchist.
Well, do whatever they can to try to discredit you and just put you off to the side. A lot of people are not stupid. They have an idea. I was with those kids with the same signs on the subway. I was holding them up, 9/11 Truth Now. And a lot of people were just no dirty looks or nothing, you know, just looking at the sign, kind of just looking at the website addresses. Out of all this badness and sadness, John Field was able to come share on Sunday night from the Feel Good Foundation, the first responders benefit organization, benefits of first responders, and he had just given up a kidney, and he was able to save a first responder's life, and my whole thought, because of John, is the greatest gift that one can give to another is to give it to another who can possibly give him nothing back in return. And there's so many people who came from all over the country to, and not only that, Japan was there. There was other countries there representing the media at the We Are Change event at Webster Hall. And these people, a lot of these people that came from other areas had no money, no means, and they still brought whatever they could to be a part of an event that would single out the atrocities of the last 6 years of no investigation, that we want a reinvestigation. There is no investigation that actually took place. It was a farce. You have no chain of custody, no evidence, none whatsoever. It was all carted away, all destroyed.
Yeah, how short is the attention span of the American public? This is nothing new. There's never been an investigation. Anytime there's been a fiasco of this nature, 9/11 certainly is the worst of its kind, but there's been all kinds of, you know, the Waco, the Ruby Ridge, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Columbine incident. There's never been, and in fact, not only no investigation, they thwarted it. A judge recently declared that none of the documents remaining from Columbine that have yet to be released are ever going to be released. He says that, you know, that they're going to be perpetually kept from the public. I mean, this happens all the time. Wake up, America.
An investigation, and then it's all straw man. Like this new Osama bin Laden video. Even ABC News is saying how phony it looks.
Yeah, I saw that. Unbelievable. They called it I'm trying to think of the word they use. Not hoax, but a forgery or whatever, that it wasn't authentic. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean,
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, when you get the mainstream media saying that, which usually shills for them, you know it's got to be bad. What were you going to say?
I was very encouraged when I got there on Sunday, seeing all those different people from all over the country that came and were there to support, you know, the families and the first responders and to support a reinvestigation. They represent a handful of people, represented thousands of people in America that want to see a new investigation. I venture to say at least a million people. There has to be at least a million people that would want to see justice done. And maybe that's an underestimate. But there are so many people in America that should be woken up. And if this ain't the time of year to do it, I don't know when it is. On one hand, that's very exciting. But on the other hand, it's a very somber time and very sad time indeed, you know. Other than that...
I mean, you know, this involves our very lives, our livelihood, our future, the future of our kids. This is not something to put in the back burner, folks. We can't be spectator sports when it comes to or sportsmen when it comes to politics. It's not a spectator sport anymore. We have to get involved. We got to do something, because if we don't, you can just kiss your behinds goodbye.
That's right. It's a bad time. Hey, Charlie, thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. Anytime.
All right, my friend.
Take care. Yeah, it goes Tony, my buddy in New York. He's one of many friends of mine on Pal Talk. And once again, guys, you want to get in on some interesting discussions with some great people. We exchange a lot of really good information. People from around the world come in, and they'll post links that otherwise share information I probably otherwise wouldn't have found. Look at this article from over in Switzerland or whatever, stuff that you probably would never see otherwise. It's just a great way to exchange information, and you get perspectives of how things are going on in other countries that the media here is never going to tell you about. So, go to paltalk.com, download the free software, and you're off and running. You can join us in the 9/11 was an inside job room. There's actually quite a few 9/11 rooms on there lately. Some of which, of course, are run by the neocons, but they usually never have more than two or three people in there. Nobody's lining up outside the door to get into those rooms to hear the government's story defended, because everybody by now knows, everybody who's anybody, knows the official story is bunk. So getting back to this cover-up, this fiasco, this government-staged fake series of attacks, I was talking about the commission, how rigged it was, what a fraud it was. Guys, okay, once again, remember, they didn't want the investigation. They did everything they could imaginable to stop it. But that wasn't enough. They stacked the deck in their favor. They picked all the little lapdogs. Bush handpicked them all. Turns out that Zelikow was still is a personal friend of Condoleezza Rice. They co-authored a book together years before 9/11. He served as the head of the transition team when Bush first took office, and I do mean took office, in January 2001. He headed up the transition team, helping him to make that transition into the White House. And it turns out, by the way, by his own admission, Zelikow's area of expertise in college was the formulation of public opinion, such that generations after an event has passed, the formulated opinion would remain in place. That was his area of expertise. In other words, a propagandist. He's the Goebbels, if you will, of the Warren Commission. Unbelievable, guys. Man, boy, Bush picks him well, doesn't he? Don't forget, his first choice to head up the commission, 14 months again after the attacks, is when he finally agreed to, all right, I guess they're not going to stop bugging me. I'll allow an investigation, but one that I'm going to rig and handpick all the members of, and they're all going to be my little lapdogs, a bunch of sellout pieces of garbage. So his first choice was flipping Henry Kissinger. Oh, now there's an honorary, trustworthy individual to head up a serious investigation. Yes, Mr. Kissinger, an internationally renowned war criminal who's wanted in about a dozen countries. In South America, for example, he can't step foot in South America, guys, ever. He's been told, as soon as you come down here, we're going to arrest you and try you for war crimes, crimes against humanity. And rightly so, the man is an evil monstrosity from the pits of hell. If you don't realize that, you need to do some digging, boys and girls. That man is absolutely a mass-murdering pig, not to mention thief. That's why Bush likes him so much. So he wanted to pick this man, an already well-known cover-up artist, to head up the 9/11 Commission. That should tell you something right there. I mean, give me a break. We don't have reason to be suspicious about 9/11. Forget the events and how, the buildings obviously came down by controlled demolition, why we don't find any evidence of the plane at Shanksville, or at the Pentagon, forget all that stuff. Forget the fact that none of the hijackers' names are on the passenger manifest list initially released to the media by the airlines, that none of their pictures have emerged from Logan or Newark, that eight of them have been found to still be alive. Forget all that. Just look at the way the administration rigged the investigation. First they didn't want it, then they rigged it. Okay, Bush couldn't get Kissinger, his first choice, because he had to reveal his business ties, and so he abdicated. You know, he stepped down. So his next choice was Keane, another hardcore neocon, along with Hamilton, and every one of them guys.
Oh, there were a few Democrats. Yes, it was half Democrat.
Right. Yeah, like Democrats aren't sellouts, too. Just look at your Congress today, guys. The Democrats are just as eager, in fact, more so eager, to give Bush all of these powers he's grabbing up, even more than the Republicans. But anyway, so as if handpicking the thing and rigging it from the start wasn't enough, as if trying to thwart it so it didn't happen at all wasn't enough, once it's finally formulated, Bush didn't want to take any chances that information might leak out to the public somehow. He didn't want them having. So what does he do? He undertakes all kinds of measures to make sure that this thing is a complete cover-up. And I'll be covering that when we get back. Stick with us, folks. Short break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, guys. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Talking about 9-11 again. This is interesting. A reporter, Ron Scott, who's with, what is it, the Seattle Times, I believe, Washington-based paper. I'm just checking here. Where is it? I think it's Seattle Post. I guess he gave some really harsh reviews about 9/11 protesters the other day in the paper there, but he has since retracted. He got so many negative responses, he gave a retraction, and he said, generalization of the activists was harsh and unwarranted. The posting of my blog was a spur-of-the-moment decision that I now know was done without forethought and without proper research. Well, hey, hats off to Don Scott. That's Ron Scott. I'm getting confused with Don Scott, the scientist I had on a few weeks ago. Ron Scott, hats off to him, guys. This is that's an awesome admission. He's admitting that he did not do proper research. Right on. Anybody who defends the official 9/11 story has not done proper research, because if they had, they would see, if they have a conscience, that is, they would see and be forced to admit that the 9/11 skeptics are right on target. They have very good reason for being skeptical. So, again, this is cool. You see, you know, I make this generalization, too, and I got to watch out for it. Not everybody out there who defends the official 9/11 story is doing it knowingly, although I will argue that the whopping majority are in that category. But there are some guys that honestly don't know what's going on. They haven't looked into it. They've just been, you know, intimidated into playing the same game like everyone else. That includes some people in the media like this guy. Now, you know, he's now admitting. I guess he's going to allow them to voice their opinion in his paper. Apparently he's going to be doing a story on it. So that's cool. Hats off to him. That's very rare that you see that kind of humility today. And even more rare that someone's willing to admit that something like this could actually be true. You know, that the government is behind things like this. This is fantastic. So, you know, we need to be on top of reporters who do things like this, and it might cause them to second guess, take another look, and be a little more open-minded and allow dissenting opinion. Isn't that supposed to be what the media is all about, guys? You better believe it is. The media is supposed to go after alternative ideas and viewpoints so the public is fully informed. And even if the alternative viewpoints are wrong, so what? At least the public is getting a well-rounded picture. I mean, how can you honestly refute the opposing side if you're not even allowed to hear what the opposing side is? Do you see what I'm saying? Religion is good for that. Organized religion, I should say. Organized religion does not like their congregation members listening to an opposing view. So they'll tell them, oh, stay away from that person. He's of the devil, and he might influence you to go to the dark side. Stay away from the dark side. You know, I mean, that call the kettle black. You know what I'm saying? The dark side telling you to stay away from the dark side. Chances are, it's the light side they want you to stay away from, and they're the dark side that have something to hide. All right, guys, short break. Be right back.
With recent internet